former President Trump's Justice Department secretly got Washington Post journalists' phone records and tried to get their email records. The paper reports this was in response to reporting they did in the administration's early months about Russia's role in the 2016 election. Washington Post reporter Devlin Barrett, who focuses on national security and law enforcement, joined me and Dimitri Sotis earlier to talk about the effect on reporters.
So we know that the Justice Department sought and obtained the phone records of Ellen Nakashima, Greg Miller, and Adam Entis. Ellen and Greg are still at the Washington Post. Adam now works at the New Yorker magazine, and their phone records were taken by the government for a period in early 2017 when they were writing about the Russia investigation.
Were they looking for leaks?
Yes. This is about a criminal leak investigation. And what Justice Department officials always say is that such seizures, such takings of reporters' phone records are rare, but sometimes necessary as a last resort to try to find this government sources of leaks of sensitive information. Obviously, First Amendment advocates and news organizations think this is a big issue and a big problem whenever the government does this.
What are your bosses at the Post saying?
Our acting executive editor says he's deeply troubled by this use of government power, seek access to journalist communications. And he's also calling on the Justice Department to make clear why they did this. Why was this so necessary to do such an invasive move in secret?
As you studied the story and then wrote it up, Devlin, did the word Nixonian enter your mind? And beyond that, what more does this tell us about this era in our political history with Donald Trump's time in the White House?
Well, look, when he was president, Trump certainly complained mightily about leaks of all kinds, not just of classified information, but just information that he didn't like having out there. But the reality is that these sorts of investigations and these sorts of subpoenas of reporters' phone records happened in the Obama administration. They happened in the Trump administration, and we see them carrying over into what we learned today. It is a product of the last 20 years of, frankly, the national intelligence apparatus and how the government works now. And I don't expect it to go away no matter who the president is.
And just quickly, Devlin, playing devil's advocate here, are there some cases in which they're justified to do this, that there are some illegal matters that they need to investigate, even though it is a shocking thing? What is your reaction to that? In some cases, when they have justification to do this in terms of what information was leaked and how it could compromise, say, national security or any other matter where they have justification to go ahead and do this?
Right. And that's a big part of the government's argument here, that when classified information is provided to reporters and disclosed to the public, that is a violation of someone in government's obligations and a violation of the law, and they must investigate and figure out who did it. I think there's a lot of debate to be had about whether such investigation should include going after reporters' data. That is a big bone of contention, obviously. And obviously, I'm a reporter. I believe in the First Amendment very strongly. But that is the tension between the First Amendment interests of the news and, by extension, the public, and the government's insistence that government employees don't give away government secrets.
That's Washington Post reporter Devlin Barrett, author of October Surprise, How the FBI Tried to Save Itself and Crashed an Election.